Arizona lawmakers are doing well in some areas of cancer prevention, but less well in others. That comes from a report released this morning by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. The state earns a green ranking in the top group of states in areas like Medicaid eligibility, cigarette excise tax rates, and smoke-free legislation. But it gets lower marks in categories including state tobacco control funding, laws banning kids from using tanning devices, and pain management policies. Elise Patel is the Arizona grassroots manager for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. She spoke with our co-host Mark Brody Moore about the 17th How Do You Measure Up report, which looks at state legislative policies to reduce cancer incidence and mortality.
In general, how is Arizona doing in terms of enacting policies that try to reduce the risk of its residents getting cancer?
You know, we're doing well in some areas, and we definitely have room for improvement in others. But this year, we are excited because the How Do You Measure Up report did a special section focusing on our tobacco control work and trying to help curb the tobacco youth epidemic. So we worked on a lot of policy this year focused on trying to raise the age of tobacco sale to 21. You know, e-cigarettes have driven a dramatic 36% rise in youth tobacco product over the last year, and lung cancer is actually the deadliest form of cancer in Arizona. So this is an opportunity that we have a lot of progress to make.
Well, so this was sort of a big issue, especially at the end of the legislative session, where there were proposals to raise the tobacco age to 21, but that would also ban cities and towns from enacting their own regulations. There was a competing bill that would have required vaping products to be considered and regulated the same as tobacco products. In the end, neither of those passed, so we're basically left with the status quo. How does that sort of fit in with the overall picture that you found in Arizona?
Yeah, so unfortunately, our good faith efforts of trying to do the health approach to solving this tobacco epidemic was, you know, taken advantage of by the tobacco industry and disguised a tobacco 21 bill really aimed at interfering with our tobacco control and protecting their profits. And what they tried to do, the scary part, is they would have overturned a 20-year-old law that prevented the possession of use of tobacco on school campuses. So we were really glad that we were able to work, you know, with our community partners and other health organizations and school superintendents at overcoming this bill so that it couldn't pass. But at the same time, like you mentioned, we were disappointed that we were unable to push our good bill with evidence-based strategies to the finish line.
So what is your plan for 2020? I mean, which approach are you trying to take? What kind of policies would you like to see the state enact?
So we'll continue to work on public policy strategies that help increase access to care and also a big focus on cancer prevention. And we have seen a lot of momentum in the tobacco control area. So we're hoping to continue to improve on that and take what we have learned from this past session into play in 2020. And we're also hoping that this report will give insight to our lawmakers on how they can help Arizona in the fight against cancer in areas that we would be happy to work with them on.
In terms of the overall picture on cancer in Arizona, when you talk about tobacco and lung cancer and that kind of thing, how big of a piece of it is that relative to other policies the state could potentially enact that might reduce cancer risks?
I would say it's a very large aspect. You know, you look at the cost that tobacco has on our healthcare system, and there's a lot of, like, lung cancer is the deadliest form of cancer here in Arizona. So we know that there's a lot of suffering as a result of tobacco use. But that's not to say that our other areas in regards to access to care or indoor tanning and palliative care, those are also crucial areas that we can continue to work on. And any avenue that we can help reduce suffering from cancer, you know, we are ready to arm our advocates and our volunteers to help in this fight.
I know that Arizona, according to the report, has been doing better. I'm wondering where it falls in terms of other states around the country. Like, how are Arizona's policies compared to other states?
There's actually, they found that 18 states are falling behind, reaching only a green status in two or fewer of the priority areas that were named in this report. And three of our states actually met green benchmarks in six of the eight categories. But currently, none of our states across the United States have received a green ranking in seven or eight of these policies. So, you know, I would say that, unfortunately, We only have three that are considered green, but I think that we do have a lot of rooms for improvement in the other categories as well.
And when you look at trying to prevent cancer risks or minimize risks anyway, in general, how much does policy come into it and how much does sort of individual behaviors and choices that we as residents make in terms of trying to minimize those risks?
They both play a very crucial role. And I think that public policy helps educate people and give an overall stance to how we can improve. But it does come back down to a lot of individuals and educating them on the ways that they can help live healthy lives and take preventative measures to help reduce the risk of getting cancer.
All right. That's Elise Patel, Arizona Grassroots Manager for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Elise, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Mark.